The Justice Department has taken a legally, politically, and historically momentous step tonight, indicting former President Donald Trump. The former president, now the first to face federal charges, he announced the indictment himself on his social media site, Truth Social.
It's election interference at the highest level. There's never been anything like what's happened. I'm an innocent man. I'm an innocent person.
The charges come after a lengthy investigation into Mr. Trump's handling of classified documents found at his Mar-a-Lago estate. We'll take you live now to Politico senior legal affairs reporter Josh Gerstein. I heard somebody put it this way, not a surprise, but still a shock tonight, Josh, as you join us on Skype to learn about this. What is your reporting telling you, and what would you add to the conversation about this historic moment in our country?
Well, you're right, Dimitri. I mean, it's in a sense, it's been coming for a long time. We've known that there was a special prosecutor investigating not just former President Trump's conduct in connection with these classified documents and the raid people will remember from early last year that took place down there at his Mar-a-Lago estate. Mm-hmm. But still, as you say, to have criminal charges, and this is not going to be a mere false statement charge or a tax dispute, but these are serious criminal charges. We're hearing that there are seven counts brought against the former president. One of them sounds like it's going to be a conspiracy to obstruct justice. These are charges that typically carry multiple years in prison if an individual is convicted. So it's a very fateful step, I think, by the Justice Department against the former president.
We know about the Manhattan investigation and indictment, the Georgia accusations of election interference. Where does this rank? I don't even know if that's the most important question to ask, but I guess a better thing to ask is, how politically perilous is this for the former president, and legally perilous?
Well, it is certainly so far the most legally perilous issue. I mean, he does face these charges up in New York on the question of the hush money that was paid to Stormy Daniels. But here you're talking about federal felony charges. These are charges, obstruction of justice, we think will be one of them. Probably some charges related to willful retention of classified information. We know that the grand jury was looking at the possibility of charges under the Espionage Act, which covers not just espionage, but any type of offense related to national defense information. They're just very, very serious. And, you know, I don't know, on the political front, it's a little trickier to predict. The general consensus has been that the more action taken against the former president, the stronger he seems to become in the Republican primary. Of course, with the broader electorate, that's very unclear. And how do you have a trial of someone or even move forward with these charges right in the middle, potentially, of the presidential race? Usually it takes a year or so for a major federal criminal case to go to trial, sometimes a little bit longer. That would take us to next summer, Dimitri, and it's almost sort of hard to wrap your head around the notion of a major party presidential candidate facing a jury trial right in the middle of a presidential campaign.
We recently learned that former Vice President Mike Pence has been cleared of any issues involving classified material found in his home in Indiana. But we still have the current president, Joe Biden, with a question of some classified documents that were found there. Is there, though, as we look at this, compare it, isn't there, though, a big difference between the current president's reaction to the discovery of those documents and what we're dealing here with former President Trump?
Right. I mean, classified documents do get mishandled, misplaced, put in the wrong files, even taken to the homes of officials fairly regularly. It's usually handled as a kind of a security infraction. They'll get written up. Their security clearances can be suspended if this happens multiple times. The issue where you really get into the severe trouble is if there's a sense of dishonesty around it. If, for example, the people come to investigate and you don't turn over the documents right away, obviously that leads to suspicion in many cases. And those are, I think, the most potentially dangerous allegations against Trump. Even the fact that he removed the documents from the White House or had them at his residence in Florida, I don't think he'd be facing prosecution if, when that came to the authorities' attention, they were promptly returned to the proper place for them. But allegedly, that's not what happened here. And I think that's where the former president, you know, has moved himself potentially into a different category than many other officials that have gotten in trouble over the years for mishandling classified information.
We could talk for several more minutes, but unfortunately we don't have several more minutes. In a few seconds left, anything else that's on your mind tonight that we ought to be thinking about as we follow this case?
Well, we're still waiting to see if these are the only charges the former president will face. There was talk of possible additional charges in Washington. And remember, the special counsel, Jack Smith, is not just investigating this classified document issue, but also former President Trump's role in the days after and around the election in 2020, and particularly in connection with the events in and around January 6th. And that is not part of these charges, as far as we know, and could still be the subject of action by the special prosecutor.